you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you're listening to one of the great reruns here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for those ear holes of yours. However you receiveth us, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this faithless Friday.
Yay!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
It's time to put on makeup.
I love that song.
What were those two guys called?
Statler and Waldorf.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Hello.
Statler.
And Waldorf.
Yeah.
Bitches.
They
were so funny. I love that Muppet show.
That was a great show.
They had great guests, too.
Still sad about Jim Henson.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the doctor, for fuck's sake. Kind of the same thing with Gary Shandling. I heard a wisp of a rumor that the night before he passed, he was not feeling well. And called a friend of his who's a doctor, and I don't think he was having pain, but he was just feeling like sick and achy all over. And the doctor said, well, you know,
you're Gary Shandling. You
he said, you know, if you feel the same or worse tomorrow, go to urgent care, go to the ER.
God, Gary Shandling's got to go to fucking urgent care.
You know what I mean.
He had a television show.
And he ended up calling 911 in the morning and lost consciousness on the phone, they say.
Oh, God.
And
I hate that shit.
You know, that was it. So go to the doctor.
No fucking shit.
Go to the doctor. See, that's why we need, I mean, not, like you said, Gary Shandling. But how many people, he could well afford it. How many people out there ignore symptoms and ignore shit because they can't afford to go to the doctor, which is
everyone
is incomprehensible to me in this fucking society when Koch brothers are skulking around and George Soros is skulking around both sides. When there are billionaires out there who could cut their pay by 1/1,000th and fund certain aspects of healthcare.
You know, here's how rich people are. I saw a thing. I saw a yacht, a luxury cruise liner, somebody's personal yacht.
Oh yeah,
had a pool in it.
Did you see the?
It had a pool in it.
You're in the water. Boat,
yeah. What is that?
Did you see the one that's so big it has like a smaller fishing boat? Like on fucking James Bond, the side of the boat, the big, giant, massive boat opens up.
Massive.
And there's a dock inside the boat for the smaller boat, which neither of us would consider a small boat.
There's a little boat inside the boat, a little man in the boat.
But it's a big boat inside a massive boat.
What's wrong with us? What is wrong with us?
And we did that story a while ago about how the middle class is fucked and the poor are really fucked, but how right now the market for ultra luxury items they can't keep up, right? The
what is an ultra luxury item?
A billion-dollar yacht.
A pair of tits.
That's 38 seconds worth of income for a day for them.
I've got a golden cock extension.
I mean, like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollar items, properties, multi-room mansions and shit like that. And that these ultra high luxury items, the market for them is all crazy because some of these billionaires don't know what the fuck to do with all this money they've got. So they're like, well, I don't know. I want to have a bigger yacht than he does. He's got a helicopter pad on his and a dock. I want a full casino and a IMAX on my boat.
Look at that guy. He lives in a box right on the sidewalk, along with a lot of other people.
Well, they earned it. Oh, well, yeah. A lot of these guys
Why don't you choose to not
crawled
live in
out
a
of a vag.
Oh, yeah.
Some sultan somewhere riding around in a $2 billion yacht.
Can you imagine?
Did nothing but crawl out from a vag. Yeah.
You're born into that kind of money. You get out of the womb, you don't even cry. You're like, shit, it was great in there, but holy fuck, out here it's amazing. I have a boat within a fucking boat. Look at me.
Crazy running shirtless guy just ran by.
Yeah, geez.
Here in Koreatown.
By the way, hot chick that smokes was out earlier today.
We have stock characters here in our section of Koreatown.
How about the neighbors yelling at each other this morning? Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ.
A couple of times a week that the lovebirds tweet at each other early in the morning.
Are we in a trailer park?
You're right.
That's a trailer park move, baby.
So a lot going on in the world, a lot going on politically, and a lot going on. I shuffled a bunch of the religiosity type stories for Friday.
No, you didn't, because I listened back to some yesterday, and it was a ton of religious shit.
Well, when you're talking about punishing women for getting an abortion, you kind of can't help but bring the whole Christian dominionist viewpoint into it, that they want to rule by what their mullahs tell them to do.
Right.
They want everyone. Nobody can have an abortion. I don't believe that abortion is right. I'm not going to have one. I don't believe abortion's right, and you're not going to have one either.
It's a total fucking disconnect into the reality of like what it would mean to have an abortion. If you need an abortion, it's a party, I guess. It's a big party. Oh yes. Squirt it over here.
We can see what's going on in the headlines. We got a whole lot to get to today. It's an action fucking packed show.
Oh, shit.
On this Faithless Friday. Tweet us live during the show if you like.
Twat us.
Communicate with us if between 2 and 4 p.m. on Friday, April Fool's Day. I don't really do the April Fool's prank bullshit. Today is a day that I think people like us who are on the internet all day looking for stories.
Don't find it funny.
Don't find it amusing at all when I've got to sift through some of your bullshit.
Oh, my God.
And especially now, fucking Poe's Law, man, which is...
You don't know what's satire and what's bullshit.
It could be, you know, Sarah Palin whipped off her top and started, you know, screaming in the middle of Walmart in Wasilla.
She shot laser beams out of her nips.
Yeah, or she decided
to test
the waxing products there and was ripping her beaver off in the middle of the self-image aisle at Walmart. Wasilla.
I am going to Walmart. I'm going to test the waxing, what they have available. I'm going to test that shit. I'm not just going to buy anything
and rip her beaver off.
I'm not an asshole. Jeez.
So
yeah, by the way,
how did I get to Sarah Palin?
I got
to
tell you something.
Her beaver pelt around.
We're talking about April Fool's post on Facebook. I'm sure you're not listening to my comic friend out there. Status was on April Fool's, I have AIDS. That was the status. I don't think she has AIDS. I think she was trying to be funny. And the key word is trying.
Yeah.
Then this other guy went on Facebook and he put he took like makeup and made it look like he had a black eye. I said, oh, look, my girlfriend hit me in the face today.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Not funny.
Not funny.
I mean, it's not like...
That was okay.
It's not like I'm not offended by it. It's not that.
Right.
Well, I am. I'm offended because it's just...
Well, but then he accused his girlfriend of doing it.
yeah. is what was it was yeah.
hilarious.
He was like, my girlfriend, actually, he put it in the vernacular of the kids today. My bae caught me smashing.
Oh, gross.
On her friend, so she smashed me in the eye.
Can I be honest? I know this guy, nice guy, but that, you know, he's not operating with a lot. You know what I mean? Up there,
he's
doing
a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. He's doing the best he can with what he's got in his fucking skull. He's not brilliant. You wouldn't choose
and
him
high
on
off his fucking oh, asshole yeah. every.
I don't think that makes a difference. He's so fucking dumb anyway.
Every step of the day.
It's not like he's gonna stop smoking weed. All of a sudden, oh boy, give me that quadratic equation. I'm gonna shove it up my ass.
The how do you shove the quadratic equation? Up,
I'm not a math
up
guy.
Your ass?
I wouldn't know. I don't know. I got an isosceles triangle. I can't get it up there.
I'm trying to remember the quadratic equation.
I don't even know.
I think
what,
I got most of it.
What is that? Geometry?
Negative b plus or minus radical b squared minus 4ac all over 2a? Is that the... Is, I think yeah. that's... I think... I don't know.
The I have
I'm
AIDS...
I'm a dork.
No. You're
math
not a
dork.
Yeah. Listen, the I have AIDS joke to say, oh, my, it's April Fool's. My status, I have AIDS.
Yeah?
It's not funny.
It's not.
But because it's offensive to people that might have AIDS. I mean, listen, I'm all for making all kinds of jokes. I
well, how
know.
Is that funny?
Yeah, that's the point. It's
I
not
don't even,
fucking funny.
It doesn't even, like,
I
on
have
some
AIDS.
Weird meta level, whatever the fuck that means, too. Meta. But, I mean, what, it doesn't make sense.
You know.
That I have AIDS is...
We're talking about my comedian friends, by the way, on Facebook. A couple of, you know, it's weird. I'm friends with lots of comedians, but I will say this. Most of my friends are not remotely funny, which is strange because they are comedians. They're not. They just aren't. I'm sorry. I sit through more unfunny shit at these fucking shows that I go to that can be torturous sometimes.
But you go to a lot of open mics, too, where people
yeah, just to
are
work out shit.
Working on material, so you're not necessarily... Seeing everyone at their best.
No. I mean, I if I have to hear one more fucking lazy ass premise, I'm single. Online dating's hard. I swear to God, I hear online dating's hard.
Tinder.
Jesus.
A lot of Tinder jokes.
Who cares? Is there any political news? I don't want to start bitching about comedy.
I think there
sucks.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, April 1st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. A little early.
I really do hate April Fool's Day. It's just generally not that funny.
Yeah,
generally it's, stupid.
It brings out the people who aren't funny for the rest of the year and try to be funny on this one day.
They're like, it's the one day. You know, it's crazy to me. It's the one day that everybody's trying to outdo everybody.
Right. Did you hear Google already got in trouble a little bit? Did you hear what they did?
No.
Early in the wee hours,
they
switched... They fucked with, like, Gmail and shit.
I don't like that.
And they added an extra button.
What is that?
That said, I think it said something like, it's not, they got rid of it already. That said, mic drop or something like that. But if you're not paying attention, which is what happened, what happened was you could add, if you hit mic drop, it added some GIF file. Some animated GIF file that was like, uh-huh, that's what I said. Or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
But some people in the wee hours accidentally hit that shit. And a couple of people were complaining. Like, their bosses get this thing with this ridiculous GIF file attached at the bottom. And and people were getting pissed. So right away, they yanked it. And they're like, oops, looks like our prank backfired. And we were the ones who got pranked.
It's Google. That's Silicon Valley, that whole thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Stop being funny. You aren't.
Yeah, that one's not.
They aren't funny. You're great. I love your email service. I use it. It's great. I love Gmail. I don't look to you for humor.
Yeah, and how could you? Didn't anyone say,
I don't know.
Don't fuck with Gmail? I mean, it's people's email.
I used Gmail. I would have been furious if I had sent my boss a GIF and I got to explain it.
Right, and there's all of a sudden a button there you don't even realize, and you just, you know, you think it's send and shit. You know, anyway, so that happened today.
Especially if you're somebody like me.
Unless that's a fake story.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll find out tomorrow. I can't wait for, you know, I'm just assuming 10% of the things that we talk about today are going to be, tomorrow we're going to find out it's bullshit.
You know what I hate? On Facebook, they have these life events. That's where people start with the April Fool's life events. Like, I have friends that are saying they're marrying other people that everybody knows you're not marrying and stuff like that.
Coming out of the closet.
I really don't mean to shit on this holiday. I sound like Scrooge McDuck.
Holiday.
Here, or whatever the fuck April Fool's is. But
Scrooge McDuck.
None of this is funny. None of your jokes aren't funny. You know what I mean?
Diving into a giant vault full of dollar bills.
Right.
That was so horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And that was that, you know, they made fun of him in that cartoon for that. Now he would be the hero.
Sure, why not?
Well, there's ducks starving in the street below.
Yeah, fuck those other ducks.
He's swimming through a sea of $100 bills.
Man, I don't know what happened, but you know that tent city I talk about right across from the Braille Institute?
The other ducks. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. It's gone. I wonder what happened. Because, you know...
Maybe outreach programs reached out and those people are well fed and clothed and housed right now.
Wait.
And all being taken care of.
Hollywood.
The way that our society should.
Oh, yes. Our society in Hollywood? What is that? You want empathy here? God damn it, dude. There's none of that shit.
They pretend to have empathy occasionally if it's, you know, in fashion.
If you're at a red light and there's a homeless person pushing a cart with all their belongings in front of it. It takes them, you know, they're carrying everything. And they aren't across the street by the time that walk sign counts down. Everybody wants to run that person over. They're like, God damn it! My life is so hard. I got to wait for you. Everything they own, they're dragging across that crosswalk right now. You asshole.
Get a job.
Give them a chance.
Take her.
Oh, man.
And they probably got kicked out on the street during the Reagan administration.
I mean, really, this April Fool's thing, it's really telling to see how people joke and to see what they think a funny prank is.
Right. Did you ever, like, pull a really good one or even try to?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You know...
Before we became bitter and angry.
Yeah. I'm sure when I was
around about an hour and 12 minutes, the bottom of the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, or if you're listening as a podcast and just can't wait, fast forward about an hour and 12 minutes, we'll get to the top five songs of the week. Listen to a couple of middle-aged white guys complain about the music today.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, that seems like April Fool's. Like, that's a song.
I one time did a... really good-looking IRS audit letter.
Oh, my God.
For someone.
What? How's that funny?
Well, right.
Jesus.
At the time, I don't know, I thought it was amusing. And
oh, my God.
I just kind of slipped it in. You know, it was a business, so we had gotten correspondence from the IRS, and I just copied and pasted the letterhead and wrote you know, you're going to be fully audited, all of your finances, business and personal.
Oh, my God.
For the past 10 years or something ridiculous.
You're
like
hilarious.
That.
Yeah. You're like fucking Gallagher.
Yeah, I felt bad about that one for about 8 seconds.
That's nothing. Let me tell you something. My uncle, older guy, the shit they used to do when he was in college, he told me that what they would do, this is in Florida, right?
And, right.
They, you know, there's tons of snakes there.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do, they get a big old dead copperhead and they drop the dead snake into the shower. So somebody steps in the shower, Jesus. There's a dead fucking copperhead.
How
there.
Would you handle that one?
I'd shit my pants. Listen,
at least you'd be in the shower.
No,
you'd shit the shower.
You know, I don't know what I would do. I mean, God, I might run out the window on accident, run into the wall and fucking die. I didn't know that was a fake snake. It was jarring. Damn, that is a hardcore.
It's not fake, it's dead.
Yeah, that's a hardcore fucking trick.
Yeah.
Oof. Horrible, dude.
Speaking of hardcore fucking trick, the headline over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, Donald on the ropes in Dairyland, and I don't think they're talking about shooting ropes.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Well, I don't know.
Dairyland.
In Wisconsin, I guess I consider that my second home.
Right.
California being my third home state. Texas, I was only there a few months, so.
Yeah.
I consider that a brief period
But you were in a country band there.
Social archaeology. Cool. What?
Social archaeology?
Yeah. Which is sociology.
Oh, yeah.
And history. Wisconsin's GOP primary, according to the HuffPo, may be crucial for Republicans hoping to stop the Donald from getting the nomination outright. Recent polling giving them hope.
Poll.
You said poll.
Oh, yes.
Giving them hope that Senator Ted Lee Cruz
pull
off a significant win. They've got 42 delegates to be wooed, 24 awarded by district, 18 to the winner of the state.
Who the fuck is passionate about Ted Cruz? It's like,
nobody.
Oh, I'm going to vote for him.
Desperate to get rid of Trump. And that's the funny thing is everybody, and you know, Cruz is going around crowing about these endorsements he's getting, but these people that are endorsing are pretty much making it obvious that the only reason they're endorsing him is because they want to get to a contested convention. And once they're there, they hate him too. So they're going to probably go for Kasich. First, they got to get rid of that Rule 40.
Got it.
They
got
to do something about that.
How do they do that? Is that a process or can they just make it go away?
120-ish or something of these rules committee guys get together and they vote the rules. And but Trump is saying,
is it bipartisan? This committee or is it?
Well, somehow it's elected too. I don't know how they select that committee.
God.
But Trumpeters are trumpeting that
he
is going to have enough on the rules committee that because this is where Ted Cruz and Trump are holding hands and playing nice, is that if they're working together on that rules committee thing, because they want Kasich out of the fact, him factored out.
Why?
So if they, because of that Rule 40, which says you have to win 8 states to be considered, Kasich and the people that want to draft Eddie fucking Munster, Paul Ryan, or
he's handsome,
delusional Romney supporters,
Mitt the shit,
that they think that's the only way they can swoop in is they have to suspend that Rule 40. So they have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Which they can. They can do whatever the fuck they want when they vote.
Is it Trump? I'm sorry. I don't mean to harp on
but the Trump people think they have the votes on the Rules Committee to keep Rule 40. They want to keep it. So does Ted Cruz. Because then it's just Cruz versus
Trump. In the broker convention.
And yeah.
How does that work? They just march. Who wants Cruz? And everybody's like, ah! And then who wants Trump? And they do. Did they do an audience meter?
Whatever. Well, I think on some shit, occasionally they do those voice votes. Remember, there's that footage of Boehner, the orange
Boehner
guy who cried a lot.
We've nearly forgotten all about that little.
Oh, he's loving
shithead.
Life. He's just sitting with his feet up, drinking, getting tanner,
ironing shirts. Didn't he say he was taking time to do his laundry or something?
Oh,
in a
statement.
We
had a story that
very strange.
Yeah, he's getting back into a regular daily routine, so he irons his own shirts and stuff like that.
No, you don't.
On the backs of a Mexican.
Oh, oh shit. Come here, Mexican.
So, even if Cruz wins by a little bit, he gets all those 18 delegates that you get for winning the state, and we'll probably get a few of them. So they're thinking that if a good Cruz day in Wisconsin,
right,
don't you know, is going to mean more likely a brokered convention because Cruz is chipping away at that at Donald's lead and he just might not make it to that 1,237.
Okay.
But I heard one of the Trumpalos or the Trumpeters saying that they're projecting 1,400, is what they're going to end up with by the time it's all said and done. But we shall see. Right
God,
now,
what a convoluted fucking system. It's so hard to understand. This is so fucking stupid.
The latest polls are showing Ted Cruz up by ranging from, I've seen, 5, 8, 10 points.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Why do they like him so much there? I don't understand.
Well, that's anti-Trump, I think, is what's happening. I heard one of the Wisconsin GOP pundits today.
Pundit.
Somebody in the party there. In Wisconsin, who was like, well, basically saying, I'll translate, well, we hate Ted Cruz, but goddamn, he ain't as bad as Trump.
Jesus.
So, you know, we're all holding our nose and voting Cruz. And that's who they're pushing.
Right.
And then on the other side, it's looking, I mean, they say that the Hillary Clinton people are putting out rumors that, well, you know, we might lose Wisconsin, you know, which means they're worried as fuck and they're probably going to lose Wisconsin, that Bernie's going to surge ahead.
Oh, shit.
And when Wisconsin, I mean, but again, he's got to win. Wisconsin is a proportional state. And even if he wins by 100 votes in every state from now on, it's probably not going to be enough because it's proportional delegates. If he wins by 1,000 votes, or if he wins 51% to 49, a lot of these states, they break even on the delegates just because you get a proportion of it.
How the fuck do you understand this whole system? It's ridiculous,
as opposed
to
winner take all. So he's really got to, it's not impossible that Bernie can still get it and have the delegates going into the convention, but it ain't likely.
Well, listen, Bernie, at this Democratic convention, what is it called? The
Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, when he needs another bird moment. He needs a flock of eagles to fly in right at the right moment.
He needs an angel to come in.
All right.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that a lot of people are saying that this Never Trump movement, hashtag Never Trump, which cracks me up. The hashtag Never Trump movement, the headline says, may have a big day in Wisconsin.
I have a hashtag. How about Never GOP? Republican again.
And that's why, you know, I think right now we should be all Trump all the time. I mean, people like us should be wanting Trump, because I think we're in a good place, to be honest with you, in general, unless Kasich comes out with it. He's would be the scariest of the three as far as the national election. But if it's either Trump or Cruz, I think we're good, because there's no way any moderates are even going to think about voting for Ted Cruz.
I mean, Ted Cruz and Trump, they are similar in the fact that they're just caricatures, right?
Right.
They're loonies.
Ted Cruz is just too much of an extremist. I just don't see the country embracing that.
I mean, didn't we hear him say he's going to tear up every word of Obamacare?
Oh,
getting rid of it.
And tear up that Iran deal. The moment I get into office, I'm going to tear up that Iran deal.
We're having like one of the best presidents ever, right? History will look on Barack Hussein Obama favorably if you take out all the dronings and all that shit, correct?
Yeah, but it's going to take them a long time to wash all that black out of the White House.
Oh, God, I know. Jeez.
They can't forget that.
But, you know, it's just so depressing to hear these people like, I'm going to undo everything Barack Obama did and replace it with what, you empty-headed asshole?
Well,
What do they want to do?
They want to keep the where kids can stay on their parents' insurance until 25 or 26. They want to keep the pre-existing conditions. Basically, they want to keep Obamacare and just peel off the label and put made by GOP on it and call it Trump Care, or call it Ted Cruz care or call it whatever.
There's got to be a lot of liberals like me who, on some level, you're like, okay, just call it something else.
Obamacare was a compromise that the liberals reached. We didn't have a super majority.
Super.
Because, you know, some of these assholes on our Facebook page, go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah, assholes.
Some of these assholes are like, well, Obama.
Check yourself.
Obamacare, you guys had the... You guys had the House and the Senate, and, you know, all you gave us... Obamacare was a big fucking fight. It was a giant battle to keep it from getting filibustered and keep it from getting just roadblocked at every step of the way.
Oh, Jesus.
And, in fact, we wanted single payer.
Right. But there are people and like Ted Cruz right. and all these fucking teabagger idiots that, oh, shut down the government.
And Obama wanted single payer, but what they ended up with was a compromise.
Yes. And I listen, I've said this before. I think had Obama on day one, you know, everybody, he just started with the white face or started lightening his skin or something. It really might have helped. If he could have slowly morphed into a white guy, these idiot rednecks might have forgotten.
He'd have to change his name, too.
I done forgot Hayes Black.
Yeah. Let's change his name back to Barry or whatever they say he went by.
That is the fucking other thing. Who gave him that middle name? I don't have a problem with the middle name. I don't because, you know, I'm an evolved fucking liberal. I'm a progressive, goddammit.
Well, who knew a lot of people 50 years ago that the teabaggers of today would get their sphincters cramping when...
Hussein!
Someone says the name Hussein, right?
Is that why a lot of these guys think he's a Muslim? And not a Lutheran.
Sure, it helps.
He is a fucking Lutheran.
It helps.
He is a goddamn
Methodist. No.
Lutheran. He's a fucking Lutheran.
Oh, wow.
Lutheran is somewhere in between Methodist and Baptist. More strict than Methodist, not quite so much Baptist lunatics.
We all know only the Catholics are going to heaven.
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, yeah. You guys. Well,
yeah, I got out. I escaped.
I think the Catholics are so fucking drunk.
I escaped unscathed and undiddled.
That flock, the Catholic flock, they're just wasted, lying on the couch, drunk. Easy picking. You know what I mean?
The headline over the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Says Bernie goes Brooklyn.
What does that mean?
It leads to a Fox 5 New York story.
Okay.
And it says,
was that Bernie, local news?
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Bernie Sanders embraces Brooklyn roots.
Oh. Ooh, wow.
The
Brooklyn roots, baby.
This is just a big interview with this dude from Fox 5 New York. So I don't think there's a lot of news. I think it's just Bernie doing an interview.
We talked about this yesterday, how there's a chance Bernie can take New York away from Hillary.
Brooklyn. Yeah, unlikely.
Why?
But
He's from there, isn't he?
No. Well, originally.
Okay. This is his own fucking state. She's not from New York. Matter of fact, when she ran for Senate, she went and bought a big fucking house up in New York. It was a carpetbagger.
Yeah, total carpetbagger.
Nobody gives a shit.
Told her.
You know what? The thing is, liberals don't really care about that because it's just, who gives a fuck, right? I mean, she's going to be an effective leader. I don't know. She bought a house there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's nicer
to have somebody who has a little more stake in the game, I mean, but...
Skin in the game? I love that expression. Trump loves that.
Skin in the game.
I got skin in the game. We're going to give Japan nuclear weapons, bitch.
So there you go. There's the headline at the Drudge is Bernie goes Brooklyn.
Yeah. What's that mean? He just says he's from Brooklyn. He talks about Brooklyn?
Yes.
What the fuck? I can't stand these kids.
Who knows where what the Drudge angle is, though, you know?
What kind of sense of humor do you have to be to write funny headlines or punny? They're punny, right? Headlines
on
these on
Drudge?
Papers.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like they're funny, sort of, but not that funny. It's a weird kind of place to live.
Be
moderately funny. I think that's hard.
Some of the clickbaity kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Look at these tits.
Or lists are a big one.
Look at me tits.
Look at the top 20 disgusting things found in a toilet. You won't believe number 7.
My favorite is these celebrities have the ugliest girlfriends.
God, or,
oh, my God.
Yeah, or celebrities that haven't aged well.
Right. We took pictures of these guys on the beach, and boy, are they fucking
fat.
I've seen
child stars who got ugly.
That's every fucking day.
That's a real one. Child stars who grew up ugly. Well, so did I.
I can't help that.
Poor Haley Joel Osment. He's like the poster child for that.
Was he big in, I don't mean to be a dick or anything. He's a larger guy now, right? The fat guy.
Yeah, he's not that big. He was recently in, I think, a really cool independent movie. He's kind of going independent route now. And he's embracing...
Like Home Alone guy.
I think he's kind of embracing his oafitude. That he looks oafy. He just seems like a heavier white guy.
Anthony Michael Hall was famous for playing all those fucking nerds in those John Hughes films, and then he grew up,
Right, now he's a bad guy in almost everything, right?
He was a bad guy in Edward Penis Hands. Remember that?
Wait, was he?
Edward Scissorhands, sorry. Yes. He was the bad guy.
I don't remember the bad guy from that.
Right.
Lots going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. It is Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving, where we unzip and let a little of our atheism slip out.
Put it up! Put it up! You know what's funny? Speaking of unzipping, you thought I was wrong that Anthony Weiner actually took his dick out on Twitter.
I didn't remember that. But
it's insane!
Then I Googled that, and now that's in my mind.
Hey, even if you wanted to
forever.
Send, if that's your penis, and you wanted to send that picture to one special someone instead of all your Twitter followers, did he put it out on his government Twitter? No.
I think he... I don't think he tweeted out the bare dick pics, did he? I thought they got them later.
Thought he was DMing and he tweeted.
Even though I thought it was just the one that was in, maybe they just showed the one that they could show on TV, which is the one in where it's still in his underwear.
I mean, you know, listen,
anyway,
how old is Anthony Weiner? He's not like 80, right?
Yeah, he took really close up pictures of
so
his
stupid
bare cock. Holy fuck.
I mean, I can picture this fossil, the Skeksis from Alabama, who's like, I won't lay my hands on your breasts. That creepo?
That's the story I just opened.
Oh, really? Actually. What's going on with him? Is there an update?
Yeah, we do have a crab diving update. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. Family values, Christian.
Fuck
Republican
you.
Values.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus loves us all, except for the homos and the LGBTs and the poor and the Negroes.
How creepy is that?
The Mexicans and women.
You know, if we're going to do what we did the other day, we're going to have to lock that door.
So, that's not even, that would be easier to listen to than a 73-year-old, mealy-mouthed businessman who's like,
I like to come up behind you and put my arms on your breast. You know, I like that.
What do you think? Do you think this woman he was having the affair with was legitimately attracted to this guy, or was it the allure of... I need to clean up.
He's old. He only gets one splurt.
Kate, bring me that Swiffer.
He's an older gentleman.
Yes. Make it count. Right. I mean, do you think she was just like, oh, I'm fucking the governor, that's a feather in my cap, or was she legitimately attracted to this gross white old asshole? I mean,
I don't know. Power, maybe? Or
was she blind and deaf? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out
why that
would help him be more attractive.
29-year age difference.
Oh, that's only in your mind, though.
You know, he's his own wife filed for divorce last year, by the way.
Really?
But they're saying that he ran on so-called family values, God-fearing Christian. He's spoken often about the sanctity of marriage.
Oh, you fucking
said
idiot.
He would fight tooth and nail against same-sex couples wanting to get marriage.
Why? Because James
and Sully in the process.
Right. Sully in the process. I'm all Sully your titties.
Well, now he's admitted to only having sexually suggestive conversations.
Oh, sure. I'm absolutely.
I never had anything physical.
Well, is Bailey smart? Did
is
he not?
Always a lie. What?
He didn't drizzle on anybody's clothes.
I don't think there's a blue dress with Bentley jizz on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like the president's sperm is on my blouse. Imagine if that's the realization you're making. And then somebody comes along and says, Linda Tripp says, hey, Monica, you know that dress with all that cum on it? You're talking about Bill's cum? I'd keep that because you never know. Right. Do you remember when John Goodman played Linda Tripp on Saturday Night Live? Yeah, that was so hilarious.
So mean.
Oh God, it was funny though.
We played a little bit of the recordings of Bentley.
Fuck you.
I don't know where and how again these creepy one-sided his side of the conversation were recorded, but so now they are actually going to possibly bring impeachment proceedings against him. Alabama State Representative Ed Henry.
They're going to impeach him?
A Republican.
Oh, shit.
From Hartsell, Hartselle.
Dude, I have no
Alabama.
Fucking idea where that is. By the way, Mom, if you're listening, be careful driving out there today. It's a lot of rain.
Oh, it's raining.
She drives into Alabama, Panhandle. I think, to teach classes are near there. Just be careful.
So this representative said he is planning on beginning impeachment proceedings next week due to, quote, incompetence and moral turpitude.
Oh, shit.
I love moral turpitude.
Can we get a definition on turpitude? What does that mean?
Oh, it's badness.
Oh, it's badness.
Yeah. Moral turpitude. Moral depravity. Wickedness, it says.
Is the root word turpentine or something? Or I'm seriously, what is that? Turpitude. What is the root word of turpitude? Is it terp? If that's the case, what's a terp? It's not etude.
It's from the Middle French.
What the fuck is that?
Originally from the Latin turpitudo.
That's queer.
from the base of turpis.
Shut up, queer!
Which means vile.
From the base of my turpis.
There you go.
Show me your turpis. Interesting.
So,
nobody probably. God, that fucking siren outside.
The he at one point in a 2011 speech, this governor,
this Bentley,
yeah, what Bentley at one point said, anybody here today who has not accepted Jesus Christ as their savior, I'm telling you, you're not my brother, you're not my sister, and I want to be your brother.
Could you explain to me what the fuck that means?
Well, a lot of people felt like he's saying that if you're not a Christian, he doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't acknowledge your his brother or sister.
If you're from the South, stop throwing around "you're not my brother, you're not my sister" and all that shit. It makes you think of incest, stuff like that.
Bentley was also criticized for giving four of his cabinet members
blowjobs,
raises.
Oh, okay.
Of 80% increases.
Wow.
$73,000 each in raises.
Oh, my God.
But then refused to raise the state minimum wage.
You know what? Fuck this sex shit. See, this frustrates
That's
me.
That's the worst, right?
I don't care. I really don't care that this guy
care about that either,
felt man. Up his staff member. They're both adults, right? Maybe making bad decisions, not very good moral turpitude, or it's straight up moral turpitude. Who cares?
Well, right, and don't use state resources to cover your shit up or to pay for your diddle hotels or whatever the hell you're...
But giving those people raises and not increasing the pay for people that live in his states for his constituents, that's like Les Mis shit. That's like storm the barricades, get out the guillotine kind of bullshit. I don't care if he touched his staffer's tits. What am I supposed to do about that? I'm not the fucking tit police.
As long as the taxpayers don't have to pay for your protection.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
Why is there the explosion? Why the explosion? So there you go. So this, I think moral turpitude and stuff like that. They're going to try to, they're going to look into impeaching him now. And they're still looking into whether or not he may have used state funds to finance any of his shenanigans.
You know, this guy, you know what he should do? He's got to get a lawyer and go to the fucking Republicans and say, listen, how about this? I'll resign. I'll fucking leave. I'll resign. I just don't investigate me for the state fund bullshit. I don't want to go to jail. This guy's got to resign and move to Costa Rica.
Right.
Have a great life. He's a rich white guy who is governor.
Yeah.
He's fine. No, he's 73 years old. He's going to live like the next 10, 15 years of his remaining days on this planet. Everybody knows that he felt up the titties of a staffer.
Yeah, right.
Who gives a shit? God.
Again, I don't. Just like, you know, I mean, you could say it was the abuse of power again, maybe. I don't know when and how the relationship. Yeah, yeah. But I think she's been, like, working with him for a long time. Sure. Like, I don't think it's like Bill Clinton with the intern.
She knows how to work it. They both know how to work each other.
Ugh.
Bill Clinton with the intern.
So I've got another story. This is out of the beautiful, and at least the section of Chicago that I lived in, if the wind was wrong, you could smell parts of Indiana.
Oh, shit, man. Indiana is a... what a horrible state. I mean, if anybody's listening from there, I'm very sorry, but Jesus. I mean, who can say Gary is a nice city? Would you say that on any level? Mm. Kankakee? Have you been to Kankakee?
Kankakee is Illinois. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's not Indiana?
No.
You know, years ago, this is kind of funny.
Relatives in Kankakee.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Well, Kankakee was listed on some like best and worst cities in the country. Whatever.
I'm assuming not best.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
The worst city. And then David Letterman saw this and he honored Kankakee.
Fuck
yeah. But And what he did,
he's from Indiana. So he was shitting on Illinois. Yeah.
Right, right. And so he had a, like one of those wooden pre-made gazebos sent over for their town square. He's like, maybe this will help. And he sent this gazebo on her.
Fuck yeah.
But listen, on the gazebo, it had this giant link of chain with a knot, with a lock, so no one would steal it.
Nice.
And you know what? It's funny because David Letterman interviewed the mayor of Kankakee. And he was like, hey, why is your city the worst city in the country? And the mayor from Kankakee was like, you know what, Dave? I don't know. We have a lot of culture here. We have an amazing community orchestra, and they were talking about all this other shit. But if you've driven through Kankakee,
oh yeah, it's
a horrible place.
Beautiful.
It's like, how does it? You know what I don't understand? Let's talk about all the horrible fucking areas in between southern Illinois and northern Indiana, right on Lake Michigan. Let's just name off some of the horrible places there, like
Hammond.
Joliet. Oh, Hammond. Hammond is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joliet smells like a urinal cake.
There's some interesting areas where, especially where a lot of steel mills and stuff were over on the east side of Chicago, even southeast side of Chicago, right on the border near Indiana.
Yeah.
Some of those, and, you know, some of the near the Country Club Hills and
right.
Some of those suburbs down there are. Yeah. Anyway. And not too far from where I grew up. I mean, let's say 5 miles, maybe 10 miles.
It's so hard when you
think
about
Robbins,
yes,
which was routinely and may still be routinely listed as the like poorest, highest crimest nation. Robbins, Illinois?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Horrible, horrible. A little farther south and a little farther east.
Too. Homewood is horrible, right? Homewood or something
Homewood's
like that?
Homewood's in that area.
We're just getting shit on everybody.
Anyway.
Gary is just that. Gary, though, is a horrible. You know, the thing about
every
Gary,
city has.
No. Gary, Indiana had a serial killer that was riding around on a bicycle.
Well, you know.
I don't know why that's particularly heinous to me.
So out of the Irvington Bible Baptist Church.
Fuck you.
In Indianapolis.
Oh, boy.
The Central Indiana.
Ugh. Is Indianapolis a good city?
Robert Janes Jr.
Fuck you.
The pastor
okay.
of the Irvington Bible Baptist Church.
Yes.
Pled guilty.
Uh-oh.
Tuesday.
Okay, I'm guessing diddling. That's my
no.
thought. Okay.
This guy is basically a live version of Walter White from Breaking Bad. This guy produced, they think, almost 100 tons of synthetic marijuana.
What's wrong with that? Is that illegal?
Yeah, that's that spice what? Shit. That's bad.
What? Why?
It's
what's
fucked
wrong?
Up. It's it's fucking people up. It's like it's not good.
Is it like salvia or something? What is that?
It's spice on the street. It's called K2. Did you ever hear it called K2? Oh, yeah. Let me look it up. But it's a synthetic marijuana.
Right.
But it ain't good. I mean, it's not good. It's not good for you.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
It's not good.
Not living here, and all of a sudden you have to go through a drug dealer to get marijuana. Not that you know anybody smokes weed here at Crab Diving, but my God,
like you can die.
Oh, okay.
It's not like.
Why don't they just
like
smoke
marijuana?
Weed?
Marijuana.
Why don't they just get weed die? Instead of the synthetic?
Because they're
weed
assholes
shit.
And they make it illegal and
oh,
hard to get.
God.
So, stupid. But this guy, 100 tons, 100 tons through his.
How did he have time to do anything else?
So they're saying that it's like this giant conspiracy this guy had. That he included his brother. In law,
yes.
His brother-in-law, who pled guilty to similar charges, other members of the church, including two former Hendrix County sheriff deputies, are facing charges for their involvement. He had a whole operation going.
So he had like a whole workforce.
He was a job creator.
Okay. Good Lord.
And they're like these... businesses, two real businesses were involved that were laundering money and shit.
Good God.
It's just fucking, it's nuts.
I mean, so he's kind of an organized crime.
It was part of an international conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
Stretching from the United States to China to
holy
a farm
shit.
Near New Palestine in Indiana.
Oh, my God.
And two warehouses
horrible.
Along Brookville Road on the southeast side of Indianapolis.
I tell you what, I moved to Indianapolis. I live in New Palestine. I'm like, hey, could you just shove that synthetic marijuana right into this vein?
The fundamentalist God. Preacher Robert Janes Jr., founder of the Irvington Bible Baptist Church.
Ah, you hypocrite.
In 1998, is alleged to have been the kingpin of the Indiana operation.
Oh, man.
The drug was sold as incense or potpourri, labeled not for human consumption. They fake labels and shit on it. Yeah. Records show that members of the small congregation wrote personal checks to foreign suppliers of the illegal substances that are used to make spice. So these guys aren't even good at what they did. They're
fuck
like,
no.
I wrote a check for it to Vladimir from the Ukraine.
You know what that reminds me of? Wasn't it Jerry Springer that wrote a check to a prostitute
when
he was mayor?
When he was mayor of
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, yeah.
And it's a shame, right? Because he was like a promising young politician, a lib.
Yeah.
Progressive.
Yeah. Great musical.
God, you saw it? I've never seen that.
Yeah, in London.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I told you it was Starsky or Hutch. Hutch.
Oh, God.
The guy that played Hutch, Jesus. David Soul, played
you know the
played Jerry
name.
Springer. He was fucking awesome, yeah.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Not one.
Getting hum one of them right now?
Not really.
I never heard any.
But it was fucking crazy. Fucking yeah, it was a great music. It was fun. So yeah, this isn't great. It's a horrible, horrible drug. It's not good at all. People can die and overdose. And
why do they take it though? Like, why take this instead of marijuana if it does the same thing? Is it different?
It says spice. I'm reading from the Indianapolis Star.
Right.
Spice first showed up in the United States about 10 years ago, quickly became popular because it sold legally for a time and didn't show up in most drug tests. It's made from dried plant material soaked in chemical compounds that mimic the effects of marijuana. It's relatively easy and cheap to produce. That's
no
why.
Shit. This guy was making a shitload of this crap.
But the problem is that it's...
bad for you.
Responsible for 15 deaths last year.
Oh, shit. In Indiana? From this guy's
in the U.S. Oh, in the U.S.
Okay, well, shit.
And you never know what you're getting because, you know, there's no It's not like weed. There's no recipe. You're fucking with chemicals. It's like meth.
How many deaths last year?
15.
You know what's funny?
In the first half of 2015. Oh,
okay. Okay, so let's say there's 30 people dead last year from this shit. I bet the right-wing nut jobs have a bigger hard-on for this fucking thing than guns. And how many people did guns kill last year?
Oh, of course.
Fucking 30,000?
Right.
Who cares? We're worried about this spice. So what?
So there you go. We've got a real-life Walter White, who's a fundamentalist preacher, who ends up being the kingpin of tons.
It's fucking insane.
Of synthetic marijuana.
Okay.
Running a business out of his church.
That's
in
hilarious.
Indianapolis. So oh there you go. God. Praise the Lord.
Right.
On this Faithless Friday.
God, I mean, was the opera? I mean, he had, if you're, how many tons? 100 tons. 100 tons?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, God, how many people were involved in making this shit?
A bunch, it sounds like.
And so, you probably had to have people to cook it up and then people to package it.
Right. Might all be the same people, but still.
And who did he get to fucking distribute it?
Well, he probably sold it to wholesalers.
I mean, were there
who then distributed it?
To me, it would make sense to use your flock, you know, your church people, because you have this weird kind of sort of mumbo jumbo sort of influence over them anyway, because of some weird sky god relationship.
Right.
You can just sort of use that power to control it. Make my meth.
Make my Bullshiticus 69
oh,
says,
yeah.
Thou shalt pour the benzene into the
yeah, you see, now that
compound.
I totally agree with
417
you.
417 degrees.
Because those fundamentalists are great. They're so good at reaching in the Bible and finding justification for anything they want to do.
Isn't there an abortion recipe?
In the Bible?
I think.
It's in the back.
No, I really think that there's really? They talk about, like in the Old Testament,
yes.
There's like, you know, if I don't know, if thou dost get blasted with batter that thou dost not want, you know, take a juniper berry and, you know, sacrifice a lamb and shove it up there and
oh yeah,
you'll abort or whatever the whatever I thought, you know, anyway.
Oh my God, you know, by the way, this is a total change of subject. I heard this yesterday and I had no idea. Is there sort of some weird relationship or something that Joe Biden did when Scalia was being confirmed? And like he kept some people that were supposed to testify in his confirmation hearing, he kept them sequestered in a hotel room. I heard somebody talking about this, some crazy story about Joe Biden and Scalia. You've never heard anything like that?
No.
Okay, well.
I mean, I'm sure he was against.
Right.
The confirmation of Scalia, but I never heard anything like that.
Oh, okay, well,
we can get the interns
tweet in, guys, if what I'm saying makes any kind of sense. Mom, text me if you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I mean, there's that fake Joe Biden rule that they said that he said, which is why would you confirm somebody? They're trying to say it was a different circumstance, but they're trying to say it's the same thing as what's happening now.
Oh, okay.
But it's just not.
All right.
Out of the sovereign state of what's left of it after Bobby Jindal left it.
Oh, how sad, dude.
The sovereign state of Louisiana.
I mean, it's kind of a loser. I mean, you know, it's a tough place to live anyway, because
this will help confirm.
Naturally underwater. It's all wet. It's a swamp.
Now, this might be a relative of mine. State Senator John Milkovich. I believe there are Milkoviches on one side of my family. The Serbian side.
Oh, yeah. The berserkers.
Because when grandpa came over and great grandpa or whatever came over on the boat.
Fuck you.
His grandpa.
Okay.
It was Milosevic. And you know how they would change,
right?
They would, you know, sometimes the guys at Ellis Island would be just like, what?
So
and they would just write down anything.
Your grandfather immigrated over here.
Wow. 3 out of 4 of my grandparents were from not this country.
Wow. That's, you don't go very far back then.
Correct. Well, I do. Just not.
Not really.
Not American.
Not compared to me.
Well, right. Well, one though.
I'm more of American.
But the
I'm
one
more
out of
American
four.
American than you are.
The 1 out of 4 goes back. to the late 1600s.
Oh, yeah.
So the one
shit here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My uncle did that work one to, you know, the ancestry bullshit. And he would always crow about that, you know, we were around shortly after the Mayflower and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Bullshit. And A, who cares?
Bullshit,
and B, bullshit. And then I don't even remember. I think I was sick one time and I got the free ancestry.com membership, you know, for like a week.
Shit.
And I just sat there like for 3 or 4 days, just digging.
Don't do that.
And he was absolutely 100% right. And but the funny thing is, what's good about that stupid site is that you can tap into other people that have already done the work. So like if I find a great, great grandmother and find her name, someone else has already done the work and researched her background.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to do that. So, but there were on my dad's dad.
Right.
That side, that goes all the way back to, I mean, literally the 1600s.
To the Blarney Stone?
I can trace a direct direct descendant to an early settler here in the United States of America in the late 1600s.
Ooh, what about that guy who got all the snakes to leave Ireland with his flute?
That was are you a little farther back? That was my grandmother's side.
Okay.
So anyway, a little trip down vile lane.
I don't go on that ancestry.com. I'm from the South. You don't want to go on that.
Well, we know you've got
a
makeup expert around the turn of the century.
You think, you know,
who
guys
specialized in
that whole thing,
changing his race.
Well, he specialized in blackface. I mean, it's a whole thing. I mean, I don't know. Do you think when you do blackface, it's like,
why are you asking me
this?
South Side of Chicago thing?
Right. No. I'm just wondering if it's, I mean, do you go straight black, or are there any nuances or tones that you try to, is it just?
No, I think it's like just black.
Okay.
I don't even think it's brown.
Right.
I don't think it's even dark brown. I think it's fucking black. Blackface.
I got a press release. I got my fucking great great uncle perform comedy somewhere in Alabama. Noted blackface performer or something like that. God damn.
I wish I could remember his name because he's got a great
name.
Kind
of funny. I can remember it. I got it. Like, you know, if my computer, everything is organized so poorly. Like if the file system was actually in a cabinet, the filing cabinet would be turned over and it would be lit on fire. I can't find anything anywhere. And I got a goddamn computer. I don't know where it is. But point is, I got that article somewhere. I don't know where the fuck it is.
About your uncle.
It's a press release.
The minstrel.
It's a press release because it's saying he's doing this show. And they're letting everybody know that for this one show, he's not doing blackface. He's performing another character.
Oh, how disappointing.
You remember the other character?
How disappointing for his big fans.
maybe
he's going to do his Chinese yellow face character.
Well, dude, I mean, that's like, I got tickets to see Gallagher. And Gallagher's like, okay, everyone, tonight, there are no watermelons involved.
No watermelons.
No hammers.
What the fuck?
I'm telling stories based on my life.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam.
Do you think he did Mammy? Do you think he...
I don't know what he did. I mean, did everybody do Mammy?
Jolson knockoff? Or
was
that just Jolson?
Was that kind of like Stairway to Heaven? It was kind of hack.
I don't know if that was... yeah. Don't be the guy that plays Don't play Freebird. Don't play Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a story out of the sovereign state of Louisiana.
Fuck you, boy!
State Senator John Milkovich from Shreveport. Inexplicably, I mean... It's explicable, let's say, but remarkably, a Democrat.
Okay.
But then let's remember, this is a white, older,
right,
man from Shreveport, Louisiana, Democrat.
Shreveport.
Yeah.
I wonder where that is in comparison to like New Orleans.
So
doesn't matter.
on Tuesday night, they were in session. The Senate was in session. And they were talking about the, it was a meeting of the Senate Education Committee.
Okay.
In Louisiana.
Fuck you.
Which I personally would put quotes around the word education. Right. It is Louisiana after all. Just listen to a little bit of this guy. This is him arguing why, and this is an example of just why America's fucked. Just listen to him. This is him talking about education and why he thinks certain things should be taught in school.
And I think my final point simply is that, and if you are equipped to acknowledge this or have the background, that in fact, scientific research and developments and advances in the last 100 years, particularly the last 50, 20, 10 years, have validated the biblical story of creation by...
They... Okay, I may have to stop him right there.
Fuck everyone!
May have to just stop him right there. Give him one of these. Because... What? The main scientific discoveries of the last 50, 40, 20, 10 years have confirmed the biblical story of creation. What? What? Collect your Nobel Prize, whoever has done that, because it ain't been happened.
They found cave drawings
it done
of a
ain't
sky
happened.
God reaching into the rib cage of a man and pulling out a woman.
It don't. It's just.
It's so stupid.
No, this is strap in. This guy's the vice chairman of the Senate Education Committee in Louisiana.
Ah, what a low bar.
And he's saying that science has proven all the developments and advancements have validated the biblical story of creation.
Jesus
which
Christ.
Is utterly 100%. 0.0 true.
And you know what? Is there anyone? I mean, how pandering are these fucking Republicans?
I mean, 100% not true.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Sorry.
If you're listening to the show, you know what the fuck he means.
It's bullshit.
How these Republicans, they're so pandering. They're so lowest common denominator. It's so predictable. Every fucking time with the Jesus. And do you think these guys really believe this? Or do you think these guys like, oh, my constituents really eat this shit up?
God, this is a boring Senate subcommittee meeting. This isn't. I don't know. I don't see this. I don't see this guy putting this on YouTube. I think he believes it. I think he really believes that they should be teaching that the world was shat forth by the Christian God. On 6 days. Apparently,
like,
it took him six days.
Like,
if he's all powerful and shit, why did it take him 6 days? Absolutely. Why didn't he just do... And why did he have to rest on the seventh?
Well, I mean...
If you're all powerful,
yes.
Do you get tired? Do you got to put your feet
no,
up?
No, you're all powerful.
Well, right. Do you have to then
no.
take a day off?
Fuck no.
Well, then why did he?
You do shit.
And why make a commandment out of it?
See, that's my problem with Batman versus Superman. How the fuck is Batman going to fight a guy who is,
you and
fact,
Glenn Beck.
Superman. It's stupid.
You and Glenn. Well, yeah. Glenn Beck is more upset about the ideological.
Yeah.
The good guys won't fight each other.
But that bothers you, right? I'm not insane.
What?
It bothers you that I have to buy into the fact that Batman is any match for Superman for me
there's,
to believe
there's
that
only one
fucking
way.
Movie. Kryptonite.
Well, right.
What? If he doesn't have the kryptonite, you're fucked.
Well, right. And then,
or you have to turn the sun orange.
If you or me had kryptonite, we could beat Superman also. So it's not that...
God,
it's not that big of a deal.
So the only
Batman,
the only way to make it interesting is Batman has to fight.
I mean,
this
I haven't
kryptonite.
Seen it. I don't know if they pull out a new reason that, Batman somehow could beat Superman. But I'm thinking there's the only way. It's got to be kryptonite related.
Fuck you.
Or Batman, you know, kidnaps Lois Lane and has her somewhere hidden with a beheading video, getting ready to be shot or something.
But Supergirl shows up in it too.
Yeah,
I saw that in the, right? Doesn't she?
A lot of them do. So does Wonder Woman.
Really? Oh, God. So, again, they're all going to fight Superman. Does that mean, wait, Is Supergirl susceptible to kryptonite?
Yes.
Why? Just because
she's from Krypton.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to us arguing over this. Well, it's the same as what Milkovich is talking about
Dude,
with his
it's
flood.
It's the same fucking shit. Hey, I have a question.
Search and develop.
Oh.
So, like, if you buy these creationists, right, they buy into their bullshit. So are they forsaking all science? Is all science bullshit?
No, because if you listen to Ken Ham, he talks about how, you know, they've got astronomers and they've got biologists. Well, they can't have biologists, let's say. They've got to have chemists and geologists, maybe, and things like that, where it's, you know, you just leave the whole evolution thing out of it. But if there's biologists that are creation, young Earth creationists,
that would
be fucking amazing.
How do you pass college? How do you pass college?
Well, right.
I mean,
you just got to go la 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 la.
I don't believe in mitosis because Jesus.
So here's the rest of this. This is what goes on in the halls of injustice down in fucking Louisiana. Not jobs.
Right.
Not education. This is education. This is what they're talking about with education.
Let's send Baphomet.
Right. How do we cram less facts into our kids' heads?
I don't know.
And advances in the last 100 years, particularly the last 50, 20, 10 years, have validated the biblical story of creation by archaeological discoveries of civilizations in the Mideast that secular said did not exist, and further archaeological research determines...
Oh, that drives me crazy. So he's saying because... They dig up a gas station in Jerusalem and they discover the remnants of some little village that was mentioned in Assholicus 14.
Assholicus 14.
That obviously proves God and Jesus.
Oh, yes.
No, that proves that little town existed. That doesn't prove if we find a river near your story of Jesus walking on the water. That proves that there was a river there. That doesn't prove that Jesus walked on the fucking water.
You're ignoring evidence. A couple of weeks ago, do you not remember, we did a story somewhere in America, somebody found pieces of the Ark. Noah's Ark.
In Texas. No, it was...
In his front yard.
From the flood.
Right.
It wasn't a piece of the Ark.
He's got, you know, fossils. He's digging his yard up for these fucking fossils. Oh, my God. I love the idea that there's some narcissistic fundamentalist living in Texas thinks that he's lucky enough, or whatever it would be, lucky enough that in his front yard.
Sad and stupid.
Dude, this guy's probably such an asshole. All that empathy and whatever you're feeling for him.
Well, remember, it wasn't
instantly.
His yard, was it? It was like his mom's yard
like
that. It wasn't even
his
yard.
Poor mother's yard. He's digging up his poor mother's yard he's convinced there's fucking
miracle that the Lord deposited this here for us to find.
What was... Now I'm getting confused. In Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that was the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
What part of the fucking Bible is that from? The end? Is that apocalypse?
No, that's the covenant is the deal that Yahweh made with the Jews. I don't know. It's like a Shark Tank deal or something.
I don't know.
The Jews went on God's Shark Tank.
Oh, yes.
And Yahweh invested in them. And there is some kind of contract involved.
Can I ask a question? What kind of God needs to make a deal with anyone? You're God, stupid.
Well,
there's no deal. You do whatever the fuck you want to do.
A lot of mysterious ways.
Oh, my God. I would be like, I'm going to hurl some lightning bolts
secular
down there.
Said did not exist, and further archaeological research determines are true. There's some research, published research, that an ark or large boat was found on the top of Mount Ararat. And then, in addition, the point that... the notion of instantaneous creation has been validated by the scientific study of heliocentric circles in rocks, which is consistent with an instantaneous. I guess I'm asking this. Are you aware that there's an abundance of recent science that actually confirms
the
Genesis account of creation?
Questions about. I have faith in God, and you will never know what's exactly in my heart.
I'm not judging you. These are two old white guys arguing
Right.
Who's got the bigger Jesus dick.
Oh, look at my Jesus cack. Can we just I don't know what you have planned for the rest of the show. Can you just play clips and hit the buzzer? Because that's the funniest thing ever.
I mean,
there's some more. There's some more. There's some more.
It's just a fucking, the list he comes out with couldn't
so
be
stupid.
Couldn't be a bigger checklist of the dumbest theories that are out there that these assholes are trying to use to disprove the fact that the universe has been around for billions of years.
Right. Right.
And he's whipping this shit out like it's scientific fact. Did you realize that we've discovered that there was a boat found on Mount Ararat? Where, you asshole?
On Mount Ararat.
Where's Mount Ararat? We don't know where Mount Ararat is.
Yeah, you do.
No,
we
don't.
Bullshit.
That's
I got the fucking internet.
That's not what I'm here asking you to do. I'm asking you to repeal what has been found unconstitutional, and I'm also pointing out that you have an alternative that remains on the books that hasn't.
So this story, this segues us into the other part of this story, which is this discussion that they're having in Louisiana.
Do you have Facebook open?
No. Oh, did you find Mount Ararat?
Yeah, I'm sending you the Google link
to it. Well, maybe they know where it is.
I mean, I
So, but in Louisiana, what they're one of these state senators has tried to get a law that's on the books in Louisiana repealed. It's unconstitutional.
Okay.
And it's, I think it's a law that says
something about fucking a horse.
You got to teach Jesus in school. Yeah. Or something about teaching, you know, something. It's unconstitutional. It's just not. It's one of these vestigial laws that they can't enforce. It, there was a federal law that was passed that usurped it.
Yes.
And so it doesn't mean anything. Well, some of these guys.
Vestigial as fuck.
Some of these senators are starting, you know, at the state levels are like, well, let's get this off the books. It's stupid. It's a stupid law. It's unconstitutional.
Can we not be a laughing stock for once?
But this asshole's defending. He wants to leave the unconstitute. This guy, for the last 50 years, all the science has proven that the Lord was here in Noah's Ark and Jonah got swallowed by the whale.
Swallow.
The Senate Education Committee, which is what we were just listening to.
Oh, shit.
Voted
that
after
so
this.
Dumb.
After this, they voted 4-2 against repealing the law. They don't want to repeal the unconstitutional law that's in the books.
So what do they do with it?
It required
though?
Public schools to give a balanced treatment in science class to evolution and creationism, which is illegal. It was passed in 1981. It's called the Balanced Treatment for Creation Science Act.
Yeah, but
was found unconstitutional in 1987 by the Louisiana Supreme Court. Found it unconstitutional.
Fuck you.
So their own Supreme Court found it unconstitutional
in Louisiana. Louisiana found this unconstitutional. Think about that.
There's a few Republicans. That also, one of the other two committee members was a Republican, Conrad Appel from Metairie.
Fuck you.
He supported the bill, said all this bill does is remove a dead piece of law.
Okay.
But they couldn't get these assholes to do it. This asshole, Senator Milkovich, just said it basically creates a situation where only the secular review of creation is taught. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Exactly.
The reasonable view. And the other one is, God, the other one's your fucking religion, man. Then why don't, let's just teach all the religions.
No.
We have to then, don't we?
Well, right. That's what the Satan's, the Satanic Temple is teaching a lot of these assholes is that, well, okay, you want your Bible? You want your Ten Commandments? Yeah. You want your display?
Sure.
Guess what, motherfucker?
Call up Baphomet. He's got that big red boner. We're going to put him in the town square.
Been repealed. So that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm not looking here to engage with you in a debate on what my religious beliefs are and how many times I go to confession in a week, which probably during session I ought to go more often than what I do. But It's okay.
He must be a Catholic.
You fucking corn. You and I.
That's
moron.
What's great about this country. You can.
Well, he's on the side of good. He wants to get rid of the law.
Oh, okay. What's he talking about? He doesn't go to confession enough.
Well, he's trying.
Jesus
to, you know,
Christ!
They can't.
Everyone,
you think
stop
he's
it.
Gonna. He's gonna claim to be an atheist or
Dude,
a.
No. Just stop it.
But he's talking to this Milkovich guy who's butt hurt. That he, you know, taking God out of school, even though the Supreme Court already ruled.
Can you imagine? You got a legislator who every so often goes to church and gets in a little weird pervy booth, but talks to a guy through a screen and says, hey, I jacked off to Pamela Anderson's tits. I need forgiveness.
But that's why this guy, it's all such bullshit because
it's insane.
They're debating removing an unconstitutional law from the books. And then this Milkovich guy decides to grandstand and say they have to teach creation because they've proved it. Look at the snails they found in Texas in that mom's front yard.
What a cheap whore!
What I do, but it's you and I. That's what's great about this country. You can have your beliefs, and these guys can have their beliefs, and you and I are.
But we don't want them to have their.
And what if they're black?
Right.
Going to fight to make sure that we all have the religious freedom that we want and that we're entitled to and that we came to this country for. But I like you, and I see that you're working hard, but I'm not going to sit here and let you be an inquisitor of me on what my religious beliefs are and what I...
Right. Yeah, there you go, motherfucker. Yeah. Get off of your moolah chair, you asshole.
You know, I'm having problems following this story because...
The accents?
We're playing a guy who's actually doing something good with that accent. That rarely happens on crab diving.
Right.
Rarely. So I'm just set to hate this guy just because how he sounds. It's so shitty.
There are actually progressives
with
that accent.
We rarely have them on this show. I mean...
So, but sadly, his arguments... We're pissing in the wind because those idiots voted 4-2 against repealing the illegal, unconstitutional law.
Oh, God.
This guy said, I'm not asking that you give up your belief in God. I'm not asking you to go to bed with the devil. I'm just asking you to uphold your oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, and also, shut the fuck up about all your fucking religion. It's so weird.
Meanwhile, they've been getting rid of old state laws that were deemed unconstitutional. They've already been getting rid of other ones. The Senate voted to repeal a $1 cap on parking fines that can't be enforced. They voted to back the repeal of a law declaring unconstitutional. Oh, my God, what a horrible law this was.
What is it?
It used to a law. How could they even think this was constitutional in the first place? It allowed warrantless searches by police of any person who entered a liquor store.
Oh, my God.
So if you enter a liquor store, you could be frisked for any reason.
Jesus Christ.
Warrantless. Damn.
Hey, what do you think it's going to be like?
What the fuck is wrong with Louisiana?
I don't know. They're ran by fucking mullahs.
Yeah.
By the fucking Taliban.
But they voted to get rid of that law once it was found unconstitutional. Jeez. But they can't bring themselves to take the creation science law out of the books, even though it's unconstitutional.
I want to get wasted, okay? I'm going to go to my liquor store. I'm not having a good day.
How creepy is that law?
I buy a shitty bottle of scotch, plastic bottle. You can bounce it on the floor. And on my way out, somebody's like, bend over. I got to stick my finger in your ass. It's a warrantless search. Enjoy.
That had to be aiming at the black people.
Absolutely,
right?
I mean, man. It's a liquor store in some poor neighborhood. Sure.
You know, they weren't searching people in the rich neighborhoods of downtown New Orleans. Man. So there you go. That's what's going on in Louisiana.
Jesus Woo-hoo! Christ. I mean, it's like how do progressives have time to be progressives if you're spending all your energy just keeping the loonies at bay?
Well, right.
I mean, really?
How do you get any good done when you're just trying to keep these idiots from burning the fucking place down? You can't make capital improvements to the house when you've got a relative running around who's an arsonist, setting a fire in every room.
You see, that I think is the problem the Democrats are having in this election, right? Because, you know, they had this great argument, these discussions between Bernie and Hillary, like, kind of nuances, differences they have in, like, good policies. And it's about, it's substantive, right?
Yeah.
But then you have the Trumpalos and all those other guys that are just fucking lunatics. And I think it's sad, but it's all that great stuff that Hillary or Bernie that they're talking about, well, nobody gives a shit about.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Right.
Because of all this other crap. And their threat is like, we can't have Bernie Sanders because what if he loses to Trump? So we got to go with the easy pick, well, Hillary.
He's more likely to win, though.
Yeah.
That argument's not holding water.
Yeah, right. God.
Oh, dear God. Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
We've got a little bit of Jim Baker here on this Faithless Friday.
50 pounds, a 50-pound tub of dehydrated soup. I mean, how much is that? That's so much soup. It's insane. I mean, it really is insane. Somebody's like, God, what's in there? What's in that thing? It's so heavy. Dehydrated soup. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Here's a little bit of the Jim Baker show from, I think it was this week.
Oh, yeah.
On, I don't know where he's on. He's on his own network, I guess. It's internet,
he's on the internet,
right?
Though, yeah. Right?
Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Here are your hosts, Jim and Lori Baker.
I think I think this is an older clip. This might be from one of their holiday.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
Yeah, this might be from one of their holiday shows.
With your host, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gray Street.
Hi there.
So very happy to have you here. Special guest, John Shore.
She can't shut up. He's like, we're happy to be here. We are.
What the fuck is he?
He's got a flannel shirt with a light brown leather vest over it, like he's going out hunting. And then he's got a baseball cap, brown baseball cap with a light blue cross.
You know, it's just like
on it.
Some people are just complete douchebags. You know, it's just, Jim Baker is a douchebag more than anything because.
Well, we've got some health tips though from him.
Oh,
today.
Really?
It's very important. Yeah.
Well, he's wearing a vest. Come
have
on.
You here with a very special guest, John Shore, is in the house.
Great to be here.
We.
Right.
You know, I have enough food probably for 15 years.
Yes, we do.
But with all my family, I don't know. You know, you don't know who all is going to show up.
Yes.
And who you're going to have to take care of. And you're going to hate to say no to people when they're starving to death. These buckets can be used.
Meanwhile, it's like they cut to the audience and it's all 70-year-old white people with their faces in cheap plastic ware.
Everybody has four chins and seven tits.
Sucking down this horrible food.
It's just disgusting. They love it.
He's passed out. We've skipped ahead into the show, obviously. And he's passed out. Yeah. The troughs for everyone.
You know what happens? I bet you have to get to that studio really early, like 6 a.m., and they just don't feed you. They don't feed you till lunch, and then everybody's starving.
The graphic at the bottom says, Tasty New Foods Offer, 7 years of food for you.
How long does he think people are going to last?
Nobody in that audience is going to be around in 7 years.
In an apocalyptic situation. Yeah, you can't get your diet. You can't get your insulin. You're out of insulin, fat ass.
7,672 servings.
Oh my God. You are. Does anyone really think you're going to last that long?
$3,500 only.
Did you see that movie? It was a redux of the Mel Gibson.
That's only $500 a year for 7 years of food.
Hey, Pat, that's a great deal.
In the city, they're going to be a port-a-john for you. To you.
Now he's talking.
Is he selling me a bathroom?
He's pointing to the giant plastic buckets that the food come in. And now he's saying they have a second use for you.
Oh, my God.
After you blow out your colon by eating his horrific food, you'll be able to spray shit into the bucket. You'll have your diarrhea. And explosive diarrhea.
Boy, into the, I
it can be
what,
a porta potty after the apocalypse.
I'm going to invest in some cyanide. I'm going to invest in some cyanide capsules because I don't want to be around for any kind of apocalypse that involves any of this shit. This bucket that holds 75 pounds of dehydrated lasagna also doubles as a shit can.
Oh, God.
You can shit in this.
Make sure you don't confuse the pudding with the...
Some of the apocalypse.
With the poo bucket.
For you.
Poo bucket?
To you. That is the potato soup.
Wait a second. Is that the potato soup or the shit bucket?
We zoomed in on the potato soup.
It's the same
soup.
Thing. It's gonna
and it's got to be like a 20-gallon bucket this. Of soup that he's
making. It's the texture. Oh, it's the
One second. What is wrong with her? Is she drunk?
She's married to Jim Baker. What do you think she's but got her, going on?
Do you hear? Is her voice weird to you?
All she eats is plastic bucket food.
At what point does the potato soup end and the shit bucket begin? At some point, you're not going to be able to tell a difference.
Try some of this soup. They make it hot.
This is so good.
Do you like the flavor?
The flavor is amazing.
Oh, God.
It's restaurant quality.
Fuck you! Why that buzzer? Where is that goddamn buzzer from earlier? What? I want more buzzer. Play this again with the buzzer.
Restaurant quality food.
Yeah.
This is so good.
It's not. I don't understand what he. Explain to me exactly what he's saying with the
listen
shit bucket
the creepy
situation.
Music they've got going on too. It's like hypnotic music.
Music. That's not.
Yeah, they're trying to hypnotize all those assholes in
fat
the audience
asses.
To buy their fucking food.
Hello, baby. Fat asses.
It's restaurant quality food. I mean, look at all the crew in this thing. We have all these people here. And people
skipping forward. What?
I quit. Play that last part back. Look at all the cream in this thing.
Like if you live in the city, they're going to be a port-a-john for you. To you. That is the potato soup.
Oh, it's the seasoning and it's the texture. It's the
can
you
all see that? I got to try.
Where the fuck? What planet is
she on? Did they make it hot?
This is so good.
Do you like the flavor?
Awesome. The flavor is amazing.
Let me tell you something. To sell that this is delicious, you have to be Meryl fucking Streep.
This is amazing. So delicious.
Like you have to be like Matt Damon or something. You got to be an actor.
Totally gourmet.
That's
we
right.
have all these people here.
Yes, we do.
And people.
People. Yes, we do.
Another thing that starts with P. People. Well, they pee and they. We won't say the other word, okay?
Here's a little health tip for y'all from the Reverend Jim Baker.
So horrible.
Well, they pee and they... We won't say the other word, okay? What are you going to do with the doo-doo?
Is this a joke?
No.
Are you kidding? Fuck you.
With the doo-doo.
Fuck you.
I will rewind.
It's April Fool's. This is an April Fool's thing. This is fake. You recorded this with someone.
I wish.
This is not fucking real.
I can show you the video of him
We're being punked.
What are you going to do with the doo-doo?
With the doo-doo. Do you have a plan? People eat.
Oh,
and people go to the bathroom.
Okay. Eliminate. Wow.
What is going on? Hey, I'll pause it for a second.
Her mind's blown.
What is going on in these pauses?
Her little tiny mind is blown. He's staring at the audience.
Doing like, what?
He's glowering at the audience, okay. like challenging them. What are you going to do with your shit? What are you going to do with your shit, you big fat cows, is what he's saying. And her mind in the background is blown. What are you going to do with the doo-doo? Wow. Oh, I never thought of that. Wow.
But he's just proposing. I mean, I don't know where he's going with this, but I think he thinks we're going to shit in those buckets. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Eliminate. Wow. You say, Jim, that's nasty. Well, it is.
What do you mean it's nasty?
Oh, brother.
He said it. I'm probably the only preacher in America that is concerned about your ball movement.
This is great.
What are you going to shovel it with?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you going to dig a hole with? What are you going to do with the doo-doo? But what are you going to do?
It's true.
I really don't know if this is their music or if somebody. I think somebody put music over it.
The music makes it sound. I don't. It sounds like it's set in heaven.
I think it's perfect though. I don't. Right. I don't think it's. I don't know if that it's theirs.
It's
it might
genius.
Be.
I think it's theirs.
I think this is a brilliantly edited highlight reel of him talking about poo.
People, get ready.
What
There's
is
a
this?
Crisis coming.
Wow.
Is this fake?
There's a band full of old people.
Hold on a second. What is that song? What is that song about?
I don't know.
People, get ready. There's a crisis coming.
Wow. That's good.
Are you prepared?
Wow.
Are you on board?
Yes.
The signs are all here. You see it in the air.
This is someone definitely taking a piss.
They edited those.
This is definitely
brilliant.
Edited.
Yes.
That's right.
If you got food and friends, well, you got a plan.
Is the song real? I mean, is this actually saying?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's a brilliant clip from Via Christian Nightmares, it says.
God.
So a little highlight reel about Jim Baker talking about.
You know, you wonder.
What are you going to do with the doo-doo?
Because we talk about this whenever we discuss this guy, you always bring up the fact, how does this guy have parishioners? You know, how does he have a flock? Where is he finding these people?
It's an audience full right there.
But these people are incredibly stupid. I mean, really, they must be so fucking dumb, dude.
Right.
I can't even begin. He somehow, I don't know how the fuck he did it. He found the dumbest fucking people on the planet. I don't know
twice.
How. God damn
After he got out of jail, he found another herd of dummies.
Oh.
And now he's...
He's got another chick.
Stressed out.
Oh, God. Motherfucker.
The number 5 song of the week, ladies and gentlemen, Billboard Hot 100, 21 Pilots are stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. Shut up. I'm never able to. Not you. It's a kid that's talking to me about. You take me back to life of young. Shut up. You don't know shit. You're an idiot.
Number 5 dropping from number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. Billboard.com. Go check it out. Also coming in.
Listen to all the shit.
That number.
I need a shit bucket, oddly enough.
Coming in at number 4.
I need a big shit bucket. What are you going to do with a doo-doo?
Don't you know?
What a fucking moron.
It's Florida's house.
We don't like this one, right?
Florida with my house.
The lyrics are stupid. Right? The lyrics suck. You like this song? You like it? Hear a knock on the door and the
night begins. I don't hate it. Cause we've done this
before, so you come on in. I mean, just the lyrics just aren't inspirational.
What the fuck are you looking at? Florida! He's waving champagne around.
That last song, his first hit, what was that? That was good, right? What was that song he did?
I can't think of the name of it.
Did he have a song that was good? It was like something about making it rain or making it rain.
Fluoride on my house, number four.
Okay.
I'll think of it.
It doesn't matter.
Coming in at number three.
Congratulations, Fluoride.
Dropping one spot from last week when it was number two.
Oh, shit.
One of Ryan's favorite songs.
Oh, God.
And give favorite artists.
I need a bucket. I
like you and she likes everyone.
Justin Bieber.
And this is just. Like to admit that I was wrong.
Love yourself.
Yeah. And I've been so caught up in my job.
I believe
didn't see what's going on, but now I know. No, I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
That song sucks so bad. It is so
it's really Justin Bieber at number four, ladies and gentlemen. Three, I mean.
Yeah, I just the other night I was at some bar and I was put, I was at the Lotus where I have a show tomorrow night at the Lotus Lounge. Please come if you live in the area. It's 10 o'clock. Got music, then comedy. It's funny. Free.
Comedy.com.
Yeah. And I was in the fucking their jukebox trying to decide. You know they got it fixed.
Oh, cool.
But do you know it got broken?
No.
Somebody was drunk in there and was poking at it so hard they shattered the glass with their fucking fingers. Wow. Who the fuck does that?
Man.
Anyway, I was trying to decide what David Bowie song I was going to play. I mean, really, I mean, think about that. David Bowie.
Right.
Space Oddity. Let's dance. Yeah. Even that, like those fun poppy songs are fucking amazing. This is fucking garbage. Oh, God.
At number two, number three is Lucas Graham.
Oh, God.
With the
song. You pussy.
Seven.
You're a tremendous pussy.
Years.
Oh, God.
Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
It was a big
thing. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a trust fund baby. This sounds like my mommy bought me my hybrid.
I got my boys with me.
Skipping.
At least those in favor. And if we don't need
I bet you $3 billion trust fund child.
Lucas Graham, ladies and gentlemen.
No offense, Lucas, but Jesus.
7 years. Graham is a Danish pop soul band consisting of Lucas Graham Forkhammer, Mark Lovestick Falgren.
Lovestick?
That's his nickname.
Oh, my God. His nick.
The drummer.
Lovestick.
Magnus Jesus Larson. Magnum, they call him.
Oh, okay, everybody's got a big dick in this band.
Casper Daugaard on keyboard.
Endowed.
So it's a band called Lucas Graham.
Ugh, they're great.
With the lead singer, Lucas Graham Falchenhammer.
Do they have good music in Europe? It's not like opera and shit. No, they don't.
What do you mean opera?
Well,
there you go. I still think
they love
was,
David Hasselhoff over there.
I still think that was ironic love.
Okay, here's what
number one.
Okay, I was like, in Europe, they art, like food, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
Sure.
Music, just horrendous. We have music. We have Neil Young. We have fucking Tom Petty
There's
and the Heartbreakers.
Great world music out there, though. Right?
I hear a lot of, I feel like whenever we hear hits from Europe, they suck. God, I sound like an asshole. What's next? Okay,
the number one song of the week, ladies and gentlemen, one of Ryan's favorites. He loves the lyrics of this song. Oh, it's God. Rihanna.
No. Listen, why don't we just
and
all...
she's doing a lot of work.
Why don't we all just instead of these, you know what? I would make this deal.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Brianna, if you stopped, think about this. If you stop,
Rihanna,
whoever the fuck she is, listen, we get a Kickstarter. This is an amazing Kickstarter idea. This is the best idea I've ever had. You get a Kickstarter, and the goal is like, I don't know what it is, $5 billion. You said, what we're doing, we're raising money. We're going to give give Justin Bieber a lump sum of money that he can take. The only caveat is
never play music.
Never fucking play music again. I don't want to see your fucking ass on a cell phone video singing. Nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, I wonder if we crowdfund that. How many people donating $5, not just $5 flat fee, would it take for us to get to $5 billion? How many people would that take?
A lot.
And then to do the math, but it's doable. It's fucking doable. I'm talking about the whole fucking planet. Is this Japan?
China.
They have, what is this? What the fuck is this song about, man? Is this in Chinese?
It's half and half.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god. It's quite a video going on. This is Hyomin.
I have to say something that is going to be
taken the wrong way.
Nah, it's just, I saw that video and my first thought was like, what's up with all the sad Asian girls?
It's one that Asian
looks sad
girl.
And introspective.
It was one sad Asian
girl.
Hey,
if you're a pop artist or whatever, and you're it's emo shit, this introspective shit, quit being a pussy, man. Make some rock music. Go tear some shit up. Really? I mean, god damn it, Justin Bieber. What's his song about? What was that song about? You gotta love yourself?
Yeah, you gotta love yourself.
God. I mean, did I ever hear Neil Young say you gotta love yourself? Fuck no. Right. Jesus Christ.
We've got, let's see. I don't know. This is German? Germany?
Dich nur seht, weil bei mir so viel Zeug von dir rumliegt, dass ich nicht mehr ertrage.
It's on in my contra right.
Is that, that sounds like
Pocahontas from their number
Pocahontas.
One album.
What?
Well, that's what they're called.
Pocahontas is the name of their
I guess,
fucking band?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds like German Bruce Springsteen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Scheisen.
I love that. That's a good one. big fan.
Now anyone can have a radio show.
Okay.
And
case in point, bitches.
We've been talking about, you know, what's been going on with the Donald.
Fuck you.
And we heard yesterday from a couple of people, Pat Robertson, who seemed to straddle the fence a little bit about there being a punishment for the woman involved in the abortion.
Okay.
We heard from Coach Dave, who was all like, yeah, there's got to be a punishment. We heard from Shoebat.
Yes.
Who's like, kill the bitches.
I mean, you
that
know,
have an abortion.
We heard from Shoebat, but to me, he's so marginal. I mean, do we even count that? Do you count Shoebat? He's nuts.
Well, but I think Shoebat speaks for a not too tiny minority of the lunatics that are out there.
Then I would feel more comfortable if we, you're not going to like this. Set some camps up and get those people. I want those people watched and contained.
Well, right. That's
I don't want them fucking up my shit.
That was the profound irony of fucking Ted Cruz saying we need to patrol the Muslim neighborhoods for radicalization. And then a bunch of memes instantly went up saying, well, when are we going to patrol the Republican neighborhoods?
Right.
Because they've already been radicalized.
Well, are you more afraid of radicalized white fuckers?
Yeah. Like this one. Well, you'll recognize it. Ringing in.
Ding, ding.
You know, the way I put it is there is moral culpability. A woman is not off the hook morally for what she does. And I think we may be able to get to the point if everybody comes to understand.
Oh.
You get a buzzer.
We're talking,
I love it. I love it so much.
You want
fucking
more
much.
Buzzer for Brian Fisher?
More cowbell. More cowbell. I love that
does.
Buzzer.
And I think we may be able to get to the point if everybody comes to understand. Here's the issue. We need to get the culture to the place where everybody understands that it's a baby. And if we can do that, if we get a cultural consensus that that is a baby in the womb, then I think at that point you can begin to talk about legal consequences for the mothers. But right now, not everybody believes that. We want the culture to understand that. In the meantime, we want to save as many babies as we can, which means we've got to stop the abortion.
This guy is an idiot.
You know, we still hold a mother capable. If she gives birth to her baby and then she flushes it down the toilet or she throws it into a dump.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
I just thought,
meantime, we want to save as many babies as we can, which means we've got to stop the abortionists. You know, we still hold a mother culpable if she gives birth to her baby and then she flushes it down the
culpable. We still hold, oh God, that's
capable,
hilarious.
Culpable.
We hold the mother capable.
Down the toilet, or she throws it into a dumpster, which happens. I mean, reading stories like that, you know, every week I'll read a story.
Wait.
I think it's kind of tough to flush a live baby down the toilet. I mean, yes. If you carry long enough that you're murdering the child that you've just given birth to,
murder.
I think you're going to need a plunger. It's just what I'm saying.
I think, I don't know.
you're gonna need Roto-Rooter because I think it's kind of hard.
Story like that. We hold the mothers accountable. Why? Because everybody knows, including the mother, everybody understands that that is a baby. And therefore, the legal consequences have to be brought to bear. Right now, we don't have that consensus as a culture. We couldn't get there if we tried. But we can find a way to put abortion clinics out of business.
Fuck them.
We can find a way to go after abortionists for what they do. And I think that's where we need to focus.
So there is-
now, you notice he's kind of taking responsibility, but he's away from the woman. He's kind of saying, well, those little fillies,
God,
they obviously can't make the decisions for themselves.
Listen, it's fucking, I got to tell you something. This Brian Fisher, this particular clip is really bugging the shit out of me on so many fucking levels. It's Friday, man. And it's like Monday, we started listening to all these fucking assholes. And then Tuesday, with some more assholes. And then Wednesday, oh my God! Fucking
to go
assholes.
After abortionists for what they do. And I think that's where we need to focus. So there is moral culpability for a woman who does it. In fact, the reality is a lot of times what happens to women is they do not realize how morally culpable they are for what happened until later.
Fuck you, you marginal moron.
They do not realize how morally culpable they are. Right.
Who is flushing their child? You hear that a while back? He's like flushing their child down the toilet
and this
leaving
is the,
one
yeah.
in the dumpster. You hear about it every week. Do you?
Well, you will.
Yeah. Every week there's a dumpster baby.
Keep going. And
how
that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
With this bullshit. So how insulting.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the women don't realize.
Oh, yes.
They're stupid.
That's the reason behind the heinous waiting periods.
You don't
right?
know how morally capable you are.
You can't make that decision. We're going to let you go home and think about it a little bit. Right. Go, you know what? You should go talk to a man.
Here's a picture of your baby. Here's a picture right. of the clump of cells in your fucking
right.
whatever the fuck that
right.
is.
Name it. Name it.
I need
and
you.
Then the reality of what they have done kind of crashes in on them. And then it just devastates them when they realize what they have done. They didn't know better. Nobody told them. Nobody tried to talk them out of it. Nobody explained the humanity of the baby in the womb. And
okay. God,
It's so insulting.
Explain to me the humanity of a couple of cells with some sperm spattered over it. What is it? No, let's talk about it. When they say, like, what is it? When is it actually a baby? Hey, boy. When that spermatozoa turn into a full... What is this?
Von lass dich nicht los.
Is this German? Pop music?
Du gibst mir den Rest.
What the fuck is this?
Die Tasche ist los.
I don't know. It's German.
And listen, I'll say their music. Music in Europe just sucks, man, I guess. But realize I say that and that's horrible. But I'm giving you beer.
In dir gefiel, ich schalt zu Haus gegen die Wand und draußen stumm in mich hinein und manchmal denk ich und manchmal denk ich ich müsste wieder mit dir
zusammen. Got a marshmallow his dinkus.
Yeah. I mean, even like I like Irish music, I really
do. I love Irish
the bagpipes and shit.
Well, that's
but no. After a while, after you listen to a shit ton of Irish music, and you're like, oh, it's a 17th fucking sea shanty. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Why are you
they
all drunk and drowning and beating your wife?
Not know what they were doing. You know, remember Jesus said on the cross he was talking to the Roman soldiers. He wasn't talking about the Jews. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That was for the Roman soldiers.
A Roman soldier.
He wasn't forgiving the scribes and the Pharisees. Don't miss understand what he was doing there. They knew exactly what they were doing. The Roman soldiers were...
Oh, no, the Jews. He's taking a shit on the Jews. That's what got him in trouble.
He's taking a shit on the Jews.
Now, the Pharisees, they knew exactly what they were doing. But the poor Romans, the poor white Romans.
Clueless. They had no idea that they were crucifying the Son of God. Because his Father forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. The same is true with a woman that has an abortion.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope that that eventually will change. We hope we'll get to the point where everyone will understand exactly the nature of what she is doing. But until that day comes,
we need to
regard her, I believe, for legal purposes, not for moral purposes.
Listen to the way he's talking about a woman like it's a horse. We need to regard these animals like...
What? They're chattel. I mean, I just don't know.
This is so...
I don't know what to say about this.
This is so gross.
So stupid.
And so offensive. So dumb. I don't get offended by anything, but goddamn, this is...
Why doesn't he say, these dumb bitches, they need to learn to not kill the fucking clump of
cells
in their womb.
That's what he's saying. Well, we can't hold them responsible. They're just women. They can't. They don't know any better.
Yeah, you know, Brian, you're.
But the evil abortionists, Ryan, the ones with the Hoovers that are sucking the babies out of there.
Do you think this dickhead will ever come to the realization that he's so fucking dumb?
No.
And so stupid and so misinformed.
No.
He's a bore and a loser, and he'll be ashamed. Will he die ashamed of who he is?
No. Are you kidding?
Damn it!
He's gonna die judging.
God, I just looked at the fucking time. You gotta be kidding me. And now it's plain to see. We're just getting warmed up. You are what the fuck is that? I love this song.
That's for Brian Fisher.
Yeah, you're actually a dumb cunt. How do you like that? I'd make a revision.
Bestiality, it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee.
We'll be back to next week, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., 5 to 7 Pacific, live. Don't forget, we're at iTunes. At Stitcher.
Don't make love to a box turtle.
I can't. I can't pay attention with the box turtle playing.
Don't make love to a box turtle.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some iTunes, Stitcher for us and all that shit. Don't forget, if you go to buy something on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Crab diving!
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Tomorrow night, don't forget the Rated R Comedy Show followed by Sloppy Seconds at... if you find yourself in Los Angeles, go every Saturday night.
Go get
the details at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Here, we'll do this one.
Have sex with other people, not animals. Bestiality ain't cool.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.